Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome, Wednesday. My goodness, where has the week gone? But I am so excited. Today's show is just going to be fabulous. So make sure that you stay tuned for the full hour. Connect with me after the show at ElizabethCookson.com. And make sure that when you're at the website to download my free 2012 monthly angel messages. And to get your daily messages, just go to the website, click on the blog tab, and opt in for that RSS feed. You're going to be so happy that you gave yourself the gift that keeps on giving. That address, again, is Elizabeth Cookson, C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. And what have we been talking about for the last month? Yes, this very exciting topic of the book, Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3. And I am so excited because our guests today are going to share with us what really inspired them to publish Speaking Your Truth, The Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women. And in just a moment, we will be introducing them. But before we begin, once again, I got a lot of emails from you guys saying, hey, Elizabeth, I loved the reading that you gave us, and can you do it again? So absolutely, it would be my pleasure. So this morning, I did my meditation, and the message that came through, very loud and clear, and I couldn't help but just grin ear to ear, and it was breaking free and trying new things. And so this makes so much sense to me because there's so much going on right now. We're doing the same old routines and we're stuck in those ruts and it feels safe. And the message that I'm getting is that we really need to just step outside of our comfort zone, take the risk, and explore new ways of really thinking, of living, of the relationships, the partnerships, the things that we're involved in, and really just take it to a new level. So make a commitment to really look at these new experiences and new opportunities that are being presented to you. Be free. Just, I can't tell you, I was just in Florida a couple weeks ago, and the one thing that has shown up every time I've gone out there are the dolphins. And every time I see them, I think of fun, I think of joy, and I think of breaking free as I see them jumping through the water. So today's message really is break free. And that leads us into an amazing book. I'm going to introduce to you Lisa Schultz and Andrea Constantine, and they just are ready to publish a book next week, which I am a contributing author in. It's Speaking Your Truth, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women, Volume 3, where they're really providing this beacon of light and hope and connection with women as they really navigate through their lives to overcome challenges and difficulties along the way. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Oh, my pleasure. I am so excited. It's like another week, and we're going to have this book out to share with so many women. I cannot wait. So I'm going to start, Lisa, I wanted to ask you, what inspired you to create Speaking Your Truth?
Well, it was about 2009. I was reflecting on the 10-year mark of my divorce, which had been a really difficult experience for me. And I was reflecting how far I had come in that decade since that tumultuous time. And I realized that a lot of people that I knew at that time, probably didn't know what I had been through, and that perhaps if I shared that story with other women, they might be able to be inspired or realize that they weren't alone if they were navigating through a difficult divorce. And so I thought to myself, well, I'd rather just add other women's stories to my story, because I know that there are so many out there. So I decided, instead of just talking solely about my story, that I would put it out to the world and see if I could get an anthology of stories by women, for women, about whatever pivotal event they had gotten through, or a transformational moment, or something that might inspire others. So I went ahead and decided to put together this book process about 2009, and then started to spread the word about the project.
Now, how did you actually start the process, Lisa? So after you started thinking through it and deciding, hey, this is what I'm going to do, I mean, how did you actually begin the process?
As far as bringing other women into it, I started to do things like talk about it on Facebook. And also at the time, I was doing a lot of networking and started to bring it up at each event that I went to, that I was collecting stories, inspirational stories, and just started to just talk about it wherever I went in any way I could, and ended up in 2010 getting my first submission from Andrea Constantine, who later became my business partner in the project.
Awesome! So Andrea, I'm expecting you going, yahoo!
Yeah.
Exciting! Because you guys have done so much. And, you know, how many lives have you touched through your books, truly? Because these stories really feature women, and they're truly vulnerable in sharing their stories and how they were able to overcome it. And, you know, as you guys received, you know, your submissions, how did you decide, ultimately, how to pick the stories that were going to be in the book, and how were you going to feature your book?
Well, when we started receiving the stories, at that time, we didn't even have a title for the book yet. And it was kind of an interesting process when Lisa asked me to come on board with her for this project. It was one of those life questions where I didn't even have to think about the answer. It was an automatic yes. And I was so excited to be a part of it. And we together were putting the word out there. And stories just started coming in, and we were really shocked by how many we were receiving. And as those stories came in, the title evolved, and we knew as we were reading them that it was going to have to be called Speaking Your Truth. But from that, the stories that we decided on, we really looked for a few key characteristics, and we looked through at these through all three volumes of the book. And it was that really we wanted people who could share their stories, who were really on the other side of their story. There's so many of us who are currently going through issues or currently experiencing some tragedy or heartache, and it's very hard to write about it from a detached perspective. So one of the things that we asked from people was that they wrote about it from a place of maybe looking back, or wrote about it from a place of non-attachment, and that they had at least done some healing work about it around what they were sharing with us. And we could always sense when we receive stories that maybe we're still in it, and we always let people know that that was okay, and we totally accept and appreciate where they were at that moment. But what we were really looking for, and what we ultimately wanted always, were stories of inspirations that showed that people had made it through to the other side. And so that was kind of the process of how we chose what stories for the books.
Wow, how healing. I mean, that had to be an amazing experience for the people who submitted the stories. And I know for myself, you know, being able to share my story now in Volume 3 has been so healing, to be able to share the story about the loss of my daughter and how I was able to heal and forgive and to move forward. And I'm just so excited to share that message, because there's so many people that I know that are experiencing that grief, that loss, that need to forgive. And so it truly brings me joy to be able to share that message. Did you find that there was a theme or a particular message of inspiration that you received from other women?
Well, I think when we first started receiving the stories, it just made us realize how deeply connected we all are as women and as human beings. And so many times when we're experiencing something as great as the loss of a child like you, Elizabeth, or a loss of a parent, or losing a job, or any of those situations, we think we're alone. We think we're the only person that has ever experienced that feeling and that loss or that emotion. But what Speaking Your Truth has made us realize is, you know, we're all connected. None of us are separate. None of us are alone. And so the theme is really that, you know, we have that ability to connect with others. So that's one of the greatest themes that we've seen.
And, you know, this is going to be really, it's going to be really healing, I think, for many of the listeners, because we're going to bring on Tressa Christian Martindale. She's going to be on here just shortly here because we've got a commercial break coming up, and she's going to share her story and what effect it had for her and what really, helped her make the decision, you know, to contribute to the book as well. I think one of the things that, you know, the listeners are looking for, and we have just like 1 minute, and what I want you to think about is maybe what is a way that our listeners can practice speaking the truth. So as soon as we come back from commercial break, I'd love to answer that question. If anyone's listening and you have questions for us, please give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Say you will, say you won't. Make up your mind.
Well, we are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, and I just have to say that was a perfect song, Brian. You do that every single time, and we're talking about speaking your truth, so what an awesome song.
Oh, thank you very much, my friend. It's a pleasure.
Well, we've got one question here that I want to ask before we bring Teresa on, and that is, what are some of the ways our listeners can practice speaking your truth?
Well, I think one of the biggest ways that people can practice speaking their truth is simply to shift to a place of having more authentic conversations. We know most of us are out meeting people regularly, and we get asked, how are you? And we just kind of have that question that comes up that really people don't want an answer to. But instead, we just encourage people to practice having a more authentic conversation. Get the conversation past your normal, how are you? Good, I'm fine, how are you? And really listen and just see what can come up for people. And it goes both ways. So be a really great listener, but also be willing to be very vulnerable with people and share. And when we open up, we have an opportunity to connect with others that's so powerful. So I would just suggest that.
You know, and it's the way that, you know, by living authentically and in speaking our truth, it really is, you know, an easier, truly easier way to live. And our next guest is Teresa Christian Martindale. And this is amazing because when we were getting together to talk about our stories and to share experiences and so forth, you know, I met this beautiful woman, and she just opened her heart to me, and it was the most profound conversation of how much we really connected. And she really has so much to share with us today. And Teresa, I just want to welcome to the show.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for having me. It's my pleasure.
Oh, definitely. Well, let's just get started. I really want to find out and share with the listeners, what inspired you to contribute your story to Speaking Your Truth?
Well, you know, it was interesting. I was recovering from a pretty dramatic surgery, and in that recovering process was really missing my mom, who passed away when I was just a child, and having that moment of reflection. And it took me back to that time and remembering these stories and this moment in time that was so traumatic, yet found myself today, like Andrea was saying, on the other side of it. And I was sharing that with my children for the first time. And to see the look on their face and for them to understand me in a different way, I realized I hadn't really shared my stories that much. And so I started writing this story, and it just came from so deep inside of my soul, this place of healing at a whole nother level that I didn't even realize was there, and decided to submit it for publication, and just am so thrilled that I made that choice.
And so that you've shared your story, it's about to go out and for, you know, all the listeners to pick up your story and to read. What do you feel now in anticipation of the book launch? How are you feeling?
It's exciting. I was very nervous at first because the story involved talking about my past, which involved, you know, my father and so forth. But in having the conversation with him about what I was doing and how I was proceeding opened a whole nother level of healing that was just so incredibly profound for him to open his soul for the very first time and say, here's what I was going through during the same story that you were going through. And so I anticipate with this book launch that that kind of healing could take place for others who might still be in the middle or feeling hopeless and helpless, that they can read these stories and find that there are ways out, that you can see that beautiful light at the end of the tunnel, that you can become inspired and become better and stronger for the trials that we all go through.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't have said it better, because that's exactly how I'm feeling. I'm so excited, and I shared that just a little bit earlier in the show, that for me it was so healing. And, you know, after losing my daughter, I went through this roller coaster of emotions. And so for a lot of people who are going through the different areas that this book touches, and it's just going to be, you know, so healing on so many levels, that it's great for yourself, it's great for friends, for your family, and to be able to share, I think, is an amazing gift, because everybody's been through something in their life. Most people, I would say, it's kind of a rarity. So the yeah. stories that we're sharing, I mean, I feel so blessed to be able to share my story and how I was able to get through it, and Teresa, for you to be able to share your story. There's just so much to heal the soul, to heal the heart from what we're sharing. And, you know, that's just one of the many things I know that you offer. I was really excited that, you know, you've got your blog out there and you've got your business. Do you mind sharing your website, you know, so listeners can go out and check you out?
Yeah, my blog, which is what I post on very frequently, is arealjawbreaker.blogspot.com. And it started off as a blog as I was recovering and healing from the jaw surgery, and has now evolved into more of this journey of healing and an inspiration more than anything. And in addition to that, I've studied and trained to be a dying consciously teacher and do energy work with those who are in those places to help turn that around. And I don't know about you, Elizabeth, but I feel like a lot of times when we're really hurting, we tend to build up walls around our heart as a defense to protect ourselves. And it's only by then learning how to open those walls up and allow the cloak of that insecurity and that vulnerability and opening up that heart space that the real healing starts to occur, and that we can really start connecting. And so that's what I try to share with the blog at this stage.
You know, and that is what we need. And I love how you said, you know, how you're opening it, not tearing it down, because that's so gentle.
Right.
The way that, right? Because when we're opening ourselves up, we become vulnerable. And it's a matter of trust. And, you know, I have to ask you, so how is your jaw now?
My jaw is fantastic. I have had 100% recovery despite all of the complications that could occur after that. I have had really a 100% recovery, and I'm doing fantastic.
So I have to ask, when was your surgery?
My surgery was a year ago, and it took about 8 or 9 months to recover from completely. But in going through this process and having been trained very well from past experience, I handled it from a whole different perspective and had a great support of women around me, created a really beautiful environment to recover in, and that process ended up being a very gentle recovery, very supported, very loving. And like you said, rather than trying to crash down walls and force things to happen, it's more like putting a hinge on things so that you can slide them open, but then have the option to close them when you need to.
Absolutely. And you know what's really interesting, and the reason I ask you those questions, because you just have to know me, is that when you wrote your story and you started to release, one of the big things with the jaw and having, you know, difficulties with it, having any issues that go with it, it also connects to your truth, which is so interesting, because I didn't really know that before we got on the air. But one of the things is with our jaw, the healing that you experienced as well with all your training and everything is speaking your truth. And that is a huge piece of people who are currently experiencing issues with their jaw. A lot of it has to do with basically the reason you're clenching or keeping it tight. This doesn't necessarily mean you, Teresa. It means that some people actually experience because they're not speaking their truth. They're holding things in that their jaw is tight. And for you to go through the experience of having the surgery and so forth, it's so exciting that as you shared your story, as you went through the transformation and healing and opening your heart and really stepping out there, that your jaw is better, that you didn't have the complications that could have been out there for you.
It's so true, and it was having the jaw surgery was putting my life in that complete alignment. It was a jaw surgery to align the jaw, and so by having that alignment and that metaphorical idea of speaking the truth and really learning how to stand in that, and sometimes that means that you stand alone, but you have to have such confidence in who you are to be able to stand alone and speak your truth and be so authentic to yourself so that you can then move forward, and I think in doing that is when we can really start helping others, and it's just been such a beautiful process. I had that same thought as I was going through the healing. This is my final stage. I'm aligning completely with spirit, with myself, and this is just going to be a beautiful moving forward in the future.
Yeah, and so how do you feel now? I mean, so because for the listeners, they're going, okay, they're making this sound easy. I know from my own perspective, it was not easy, okay?
No.
But it was worth every moment that I worked through it.
It is worth every moment, and no, it's not easy. There's not anything easy about it, and there are days that you don't think there is ever going to be a light, that you feel like you're so far in the dark, but the thing that is so important to know is that, or just to remember, if you can even just remember that somehow in the depths of all of that darkness lie your greatest teachers, and if you're willing to even just ask yourself those questions, what can I learn from where I'm at, and how can I start moving forward from this place? The things just start opening up. Things start aligning. And then at some point, you're able to look back at the loss of a child or the loss of a parent or the abuses that we suffer, all of us collectively, and we can start understanding that, wow, those are things that gave me such gifts and such fuel and such beauty. But no, it's not easy. It's a difficult process. But to be on the side of it is to hopefully say, I'm a beacon. It's possible. Same with you, to be able to say to people, it can be done.
Absolutely.
And that's the message. The message is hope. There's hope.
Absolutely. I want to thank you so much, and I want to congratulate you on your story, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex, as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Aw, and I love all of you. Welcome back. And we are talking about Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3. How exciting. I cannot wait for it to get out to each and every one of you next week. And so now we are going to actually share an amazing contributor. Her name is Donna Mazzetti. And I have to tell you, this is so exciting because when we're writing our stories, you know, it just flows out of us. But sometimes we're not really able to articulate everything. And Donna has been amazing in helping getting all those pieces together. So, Donna, are you with us?
I am, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me on. I'm really thrilled to
be
here.
It is my pleasure. And you know what is so exciting is that there's so many things that I can't even imagine what it was like to be in your shoes. So would you mind sharing what it was like and what your experience was like in helping contributing with the book?
Sure. Well, when Andrea first asked me if I would edit the book, I was a little bit apprehensive. Thinking, wow, can I, you know, really take this on? Will I really give it what it needs? But, oh, my gosh, once I got involved, I mean, yours was one of the first stories I worked on. And just, you know, I just got into the flow of it. And I guess that was the beauty of it, is just getting in the flow of each woman's story and just entering into it and then seeing what, as you just said before, what was needed to even make your story more heartfelt. I mean, to let people, to really give people everything they'll need to connect with the stories. And, you know, all of these experiences, I haven't experienced everything that I worked on. However, all of the feelings and the learnings that the women went through, those are universal. And so it was just beautiful to be a part of helping support you and getting in making your stories real and just saying them with so much heartfelt love.
And I have to thank you because it was so healing to actually have somebody listening, somebody who mm-hmm. was really hearing and feeling what I had to say and share. And, you know, I'm so grateful that you were selected by Lisa and Andrea to edit the book, because one of the things that I did is, you know, I listened to other people, my husband, and you know where I'm going with this, don't you? And it's I really didn't let it all out. I didn't let it hang out there, right? So I was holding back just a little bit, and I have a flowery side of me, and I just was a little bit fearful from other feedback that I've gotten. It's like, oh, you don't want to put those kind of words into your story, no. And so having you walk through the story with me and saying, Elizabeth, come on, seriously, is that really how you felt? And I'm like, heck no, I felt like blah, 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 blah. And it all just poured out of my mouth. And you're like, exactly, why is that not in your story? And I'm like, well, because it's mm-hmm. a little too fiery and too many words and, you know, and you're like, no, that's authentic, that is real, and boy, did I feel it when you said it. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that you were able to help me express that, because I know now mm-hmm. people who truly went through the same experience or something similar are going to mm-hmm. feel the story. And they're going to feel the stories of all of the other women because of that heartfelt emotion that went behind healing, letting go, and really sharing the experience and how they healed. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. I do. And I think by getting as authentic as you can in sharing your story, just as it's going to offer transformation for others, you were, and just as you and Teresa both have alluded to already, you were each transformed, and I think every woman was transformed in the process of writing their story and then going through the editing of it as well. Because if anything, you know, I feel like my role is helping people bring more of their hearts into their stories as opposed to cutting those parts out. I mean, it's like, and I don't mean that people have to blubber, because that's not what it's about either. It's but it's about just really getting to the core truth. And that what each of us, even though I haven't lost a child, you know, the core truths that you shared, I connected with those. And the same with Teresa's story. Hers was one of the last ones I worked on. Oh my gosh, I was in tears through a lot of her story, as with yours. I mean, so, but it's bringing then, we have to feel our emotions, and we need to be invited to feel our emotions. And so I think that's what all of your stories are doing, is inviting people and giving people permission to feel their feelings and to connect with their truth.
Absolutely. I like the permission because, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes I feel like we hold so much back. And this is I would almost call it an intimate, private opportunity to take this book, whether you go and sit in your backyard, you go and you sit at a park bench, you sit in your bedroom while you're reading it. It's that private opportunity to have permission to truly express your feelings. And like you said, you don't have to blubber. But you know what? After I read my story, I cried. I didn't cry so much the first time. And as we were truly transforming the story to be truly what I experienced that day, when I read it again, I was in tears. I was like, wow, that was me. And it just kind of made me almost feel like a third person. And the healing that I went through, the forgiving that I went through, was like, wow, I can't believe that those were all the things that I experienced. And, you know, for me now, I can't wait to read all the other women's stories. And you bet, I'm going to have my coffee and I'm going to have my little intimate moment, because there's so much I know that I'm going to learn from all of these women's stories that are really going to move me forward, that are going to help me heal in ways that I never even knew.
And it's all about being courageous in speaking your truth. And, you know, you have been, you know, just wonderful to work with. And so I wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to share your website and your information. I'm not sure, you might be so full, and you're going, Elizabeth, I'm really booked here. But you know what? I just want to, you know, put kudos out to you and share you with the world as well, because I just felt like you really were able to articulate and help me express my truth in this book. So I just want to give you an opportunity to share your blog, your website, anything you want to.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, so my website is writingwithdonna.com, and I can be reached at donna@writingwithdonna.com. And so I have a blog on there, as well as information about my writing and editing services. And I do provide both writing and offer editing services as well. So just whatever anybody needs. I call myself the word heartiste, because I really like getting to the heart of people's stories and helping bring them to life.
And you do. You are amazing at that. So, you know, get ready, because I told you I was writing another story, another book. So I know you are. I know, and we talked about that. So, yes, definitely, I've got 7 chapters written, so I'm kind of excited to see what that looks like and how we can make that come together, too. So I can't share with the listeners enough. Donna was amazing. You know, fortunately for me, she was very close to me. I was able to meet her in person, and her energy is just so beautiful. She's so angelic. I mean, just I just love her. So I just want to make sure you take an opportunity. If you guys are looking at writing, if you're looking at just sharing something, I really want you to be able to connect with Donna. So Donna, thank you so very much. And on behalf of all the authors that contributed to this book, I want to thank you so much for all your hard work and getting us to get our thoughts together.
You're welcome, Elizabeth. It was my honor, truly my honor.
Thank you. And you know, and I want to just put a little thing in there, too, your intuition, too, that those little hunches, you know, were very helpful in bringing out ideas, suggestions, and getting me to think outside of the box, thinking back to the situation that occurred. And those were things that not everybody offers, and I think that's very unique, and I really enjoyed the experience, if you will, of being able to go through and really doing a soul dive into my experience, and I want to thank you for allowing me to heal through that experience.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're welcome. Yes, I really do feel like that's part of the gift that I offer, that, and it's why I'm having such a response at this point, because it really, my intuition does come in, and so I end up, I love what you just said, the soul guide part. I end up just being a guide, and it just all just kind of flows for all of us, for both of us, whoever I'm working with, so thank you.
So beautiful. Thank you. Well, this is Elizabeth Cookson with From the Heart Radio, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We are going to bring Lisha Schultz back on with all of you to share with you this amazing book that is coming out. And I just want to just say to Lisa and Andrea, thank you both so very much for everything. I mean, you guys have been absolutely amazing through this entire experience. I want to thank you for allowing me to heal by selecting my story to be shared in this book, and I'm just in total gratitude and of everything. Just thank you both so much.
It's our pleasure. We really appreciate you having us, Elizabeth.
And you know what? I can't wait. Share! How are we going to get this book out to the world so they all can get their own copy?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. I'm delighted to let you know how. Volume 3 is actually already on Amazon in paperback and Kindle, but we have a special virtual launch day set up for next Tuesday, August 28th. So we're encouraging everyone to make their purchases that day to help us achieve bestseller status, which Volumes 1 and 2 are able to achieve, and we want to enjoy that with Volume 3 as well. But all three volumes are available on Amazon, paperback and Kindle, and you can also buy all of them and find out more information about the entire project on our website, speakingyourtruthbook.com. www.andreaclark.com.
Awesome. Yes. It's like I want everybody to run out right now and get that book, but I also want them to wait till next week because I would love it to be a bestseller that you know, we can share and say, look at how many women have expressed, you know, their interest in buying the book and their feedback. That's what I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to have the listeners share with us their healing experiences and absolutely get that, you know, on the Speaking Your Truth website and sharing their stories with everyone and letting them know how they were affected, how they were healed. And Lisa, you also have other businesses outside of just this particular volume of Speaking Your Truth. Would you like to share what you're doing today?
Absolutely. Andrea and I, as well as Donna, our editor, and another team member, Jan Haas, all are together. We have a website, selfpublishingexperts.com, and we love to help people who have a book inside bring that to life and help them with each of the steps along the way, whether that's just getting their idea out or the editing process, the marketing process, and beyond to what to do after your book is out. So the four of us are a great team, and we love to help aspiring writers and authors get their work out to the world. So I'd encourage the listeners that would like to know more about our website or just have a book inside that they want to bring to life to visit selfpublishingexperts.com.
Awesome, yes. And that's exactly, I mean, we connected, was it almost a couple years ago now, Lisa, right?
Yes, absolutely, through networking.
Yes, and that was the first book that I purchased from you guys. And I'm like, okay, I was so scared to share my story. I was just so afraid. And you know, then after reading that, I'm like, okay. So I got the workbook. I was kind of working through it. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And so, you know, both you and Andrea have helped me so much to say, Elizabeth, you can do it. You have a message. You have this story that is so inspirational. And the motivation that you both gave me to move forward, to share my story, really helped me get, just take that next step. And so definitely, you know, if you don't have a pen and paper in your car right now, no worries, because I'll be putting this on the website as well. So if you've missed any of the links on today's show, I will be posting that as well so that you can definitely connect with all these amazing people because they are all gifted. They're all so talented. Their hearts are just absolutely full and ready to serve you. So I trust all of them implicitly. And know that they will take very good care of you. So if you do have a story inside of you, if you do have something that you want to share with the world, you have the most amazing people right now on this call to help you. So I definitely want to make sure that you take advantage of everyone. And, you know, I'm going to just have you one more time, Lisa, share how can they get Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3? Well, actually, all three books.
all three books are available on our website, speakingyourtruthbook.com, and they're also, you can go directly to Amazon, as they're all three available in paperback and Kindle. And for those who are in the Denver area, we're having a live celebration for this third volume, as well as a reunion for the first and second volume coming up on September 12th. And the information about that launch party is also on speakingyourtruthbook.com.
And that's going to be awesome. And you also have some vendors that are going to be there as well, right?
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for people to have a table sponsorship and get more exposure to their business, but just sign books and connect live with the authors of all of the volumes and get the opportunity to have your book signed by as many of the authors who are present there.
Oh, it's, you know what, the time has flown by so fast today, and I think it's because in speaking our truth and sharing our message, it really brings out this sense of healing. And I just want to thank all of you ladies so very much from the bottom of my heart, because today my intention was really for everyone to experience that healing, that power that they have within them to let it go, to heal, and if they have a story, to get it out for the world to hear as well. So I want to thank all of you so very much.
Thank you, Elizabeth. We really enjoyed it.
Yes, it has been my pleasure. So once again, as a reminder, visit my website at elizabethcookson.com. And I want to thank all of you so much for listening, and I look forward to inspiring you to live each day from the heart. So on behalf of all of my wonderful guests today, I want to send you all blessings and love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit elizabethcookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit elizabethcookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift.
you are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.